Ajere Daily, my name is Lillian Ogazi. The popular saying, problem is not a finish, try the enjoy, has somewhat made Nigerians used to going through hardships and seeing it as a part of life. Surviving in Nigeria, according to some, is not for the faint-hearted. Yet, it is safe to say that Nigerians are smiling through it. So, are they truly suffering? But before we go far, what can we describe as suffering?
My name is Dr. Ibrahim Muhammad Adam. I am the head of the Department of Economic and Development Studies at University of Gusau State in Jigawa State. And I'm also the chairman of Nigerian Economic Society, Jigawa Chapter, and also chairman of the Federation of Bankers of Nigeria, Jigawa State Branch. As you are aware, Nigeria is the most populous country in Africa, and coincidentally, is the strongest economy on the continent, meaning that we have the highest GDP in Africa. At the economic front, Nigeria is a country that is leading many countries, not only in Africa, even in other parts of the world, in terms of economic activities. But however, according to statistics from World Bank, we are having over 42% of our citizens in abject poverty, and that translates to out of the 401 million of Nigerians we have, 91 million are below the poverty line.
What is this poverty line?
Okay, poverty line is a measure of poverty that an individual who earns $1.95 and above dollar, in terms of dollar, in a day, we consider that person above the poverty line. If you earn more than $1.95, that is $2, $3 above, so you are above poverty. It means that at least you can afford the basic necessities of life. But any individual who earns below this poverty mark, which is $1.95 per day, according to the World Bank categorization, then it falls below the poverty line and is considered to be poor, you know? And looking at this, almost half, 42.8% of Nigerians are below the poverty line, which is a very bad scenario.
That was Dr. Ibrahim Adam, an economist. With the explanation he has given, are Nigerians actually suffering? Let's listen to them.
How will I spend for good 5 years in the university studying engineering and I'll end up under the umbrella of POS? Is that a good news? It's not a good news, honestly. So they should find something to do about it. Yeah?
So how are you surviving now?
Anyway, I will say, I thank God I'm surviving with the help of my lovely wife that is working with government. But aside that, the help of God has been all. But if it is for the country Nigeria, forget about it.
So how much are you earning in a day, and is it enough for you?
My earning in a day, I do other business, it's not only POS, so I cannot generalize it on POS alone.
Okay, would you say you're suffering?
I'm not suffering. Why I say I'm not suffering is that Yoruba people, I don't know if I use Yoruba to say it.
You can say it.
Muambi, Olonje ko tobi. Like as it is now, I'm not the only one working, and I have multiple source of income. My wife brings, I bring, and we all join it together, and we survive together.
Nigeria saying Nigeria suffer and smile. What's your thought on that?
Suffering and smiling, yes. Nigeria is suffering and smiling in the sense that when they want to initiate a protest, the government go against the protest without doing anything reasonable or thinking that what these people are doing is right or what these people, let us adjust. They just go ahead and impose their own on the citizen. That is why I would say they are suffering and smiling, truly.
Surviving in this country is not it. That is number one. What we are passing through now, we cannot eat 3 square meals in a day, just as we do before. Now, everything is high. Where we transport to in 150, now is 550, 600. We are going, how can someone survive? When you are collecting the salary of 20,000 and you transport in a month of 40,000, how can the person survive it? In a day before, I make more than 20,000. But now, there is nothing like that. I don't even make up to 10,000 naira. Things are going higher and higher. I don't like the way this situation is going.
Okay, right now, will you say you are suffering?
Yes, I'm seriously suffering. I came this morning from where I used to transport 150. I paid 600 to get to this place. So I'm annoyed. I'm suffering, short. They suffer. Now my children eat once in a day instead of 3 square meals. They're suffering. So Nigerians suffer and smiling that we thought of before. It's not as hard as this. Nowadays, it's too much. It's too high. It's too much. The thing is too much. Government should do something about it.
Okay, there is sales. The day that there is good sale, I made up to 5,000 a day. Yes, I have. At least it's manageable. than staying at home doing nothing. We are suffering, though. Well, I can't say that I'm suffering. I'm not suffering. God is helping me. I don't depend on Nigeria, this wahala.
For now, yeah, I'm not doing any business. I'm a loader. I feel make 10,000, I feel make 5,000, or thereabouts. Some days, if you come, you cannot get anything at all. You can get like 1,500, but some days, where it's work. Like today, where they bring kaya from our back home, we used to get like 5,000 or thereabouts. Yes, I'm suffering now. Because everything is increasing, food, everything. Used to buy water before you bath, toilet, all this kind of thing. And if I finish, I will go and bath for Gidanwaka. I will have to pay money before I bath. How will we do? Because we don't have the power. Can we go and meet president for Asolog? Cannot do that. So we don't have the power to do anything. We just free on our own.
Those were some Nigerians sharing their thoughts. Some say they're just fine. And others say they only wish to do better. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to these and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on Nas FM 89.9 Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we are talking about the suffering and smiling mentality of Nigerians. Before we went on break, we understood what it truly means to suffer in a country like Nigeria. We further spoke to some Nigerians who shared how they survive, smile, and suffer in Nigeria. Just like the POS operator, who is a graduate of engineering, or the guy who offloads and has no job but the occasional offloading of trucks, there are so many other Nigerians who are struggling to survive. What impact does this have on the country in the long run? Let us go back to our economist, Dr. Ibrahim Adam.
When you have concentration of four people in a country, then there's going to be chaos. There's certainly going to be a lot of crisis. There will be other negative indices such as crime, rate of crime, insecurity, protests, you know, demonstrations, you know. Other social bias will be on the increase because people are in their suffering. They must find way to survive, whether legal or illegal, you know. And this can result to a lot of problems, havoc in society.
But then again, with Nigerians going through this now, why is it that they find, we have clear examples of most countries where if things are not going on well, they stand up and talk for themselves. But unlike that, we have Nigerians finding it difficult to fight for things to be better. They just get to accept it and move on. Why do we have that?
Actually, literacy, level of education. Education is critical. And when people are educated, are well educated, and they know they are right, you find out that they always fight for progress, for development. They confront their government more. So education is critical. And that is why we always combat for functional education. If people are educated, you can not just lead them anyhow. Secondly, Nigeria is a religious country. It's a religious-oriented country. We have Muslims, we have Christians, you know, in the country, and these two really promote religions always preach for peace, preach for, you know, loyalty to the leaders and so on. And this actually contributes. It's a factor that makes a lot of Nigerians not to revolt. Also, another thing, our political structure. If you look at it critically, our politicians benefit a lot. You know, they are on the uppermost, the economy. They explore the economy.
Okay.
They earn so much, you know, and for that, they always, you know, look around a way to suppress the people by, you know, trying to give them some peanuts. They give them money in Abuja for, you know, for community projects and so on. But they come and begin to share, some of them, machines, motorcycles and so on, just to advance their political ambition. Okay. So they too, they are playing a role.
There is a notion that Nigerians are used to suffering and smiling. Now, I mean, what's your take on that? Because we also asked some Nigerians, and their impression was, well, I can't kill myself. What am I going to do? So don't you think they need to do more beyond suffering and smiling? What's your take on that notion? And do you think Nigerians need to do more?
Yes, actually, we have in Nigeria, of course, people that smile and they are laughing. Really, that one is genuine. Well, then we have those that are smiling, but it's not genuine. Are you following?
Yes.
It's not genuine. They are just smiling so that they keep peace with the government, you know? They keep peace with the law. Mm-hmm. But there are some that are crying behind the scene, and many of those that are crying behind the scene are not even, actually, most of them are not being reported on the media. But actually, many Nigerians that are smiling outward, but in, they are crying. And time will come when people will actually react in a negative way.
That was Dr. Ibrahim Adam, an economist. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us on 0913-893-3390. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.